Time now to talk kolaches. For the uninitiated, a kolache is a tasty ball of dough about the size of a fist, stuffed with a delicious filling of your choosing. It's a Central European snack, especially popular with Czechs and with Czech immigrants, especially in Texas. Paul Ashe grew up in Texas. Now he and his new wife have launched Kolache Co. in Brooklyn. As part of our ongoing look at globally inspired chefs and tastemakers in the New York area, here's Paul.
Kolaches are everywhere. They're on every street corner in Texas, in West Texas. There are a lot of Czech towns in Texas that have brought over this pastry, which is kind of like a jelly sweet dough pastry, and then it got Texified. They put sausage, they put cheese, they put jalapenos in it. I met my now wife, Sarah.
Hi.
When I was taking Sarah to come visit the family during Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, the whole family would go off on runs in the morning, and me and Sarah didn't go because we had errands to run, but really the errands were just going to the kolache store and just eating kolaches in the car, because we did, it was like, they would, that was our chance to
eat. And we certainly weren't going to go on a bunch of runs. When the opportunity arose to go be sneaky and go get kolaches, you know, we were licking our chops. We decided to go and do that, and I kind of fell in love with them. Sort of the perfect food for New Yorkers. The way I would describe them is either a really fancy pig in a blanket or a really fancy hot pocket. They're delicious, and unlike having a bagel with cream cheese, you know, the moment you bite into it, all the cream cheese just spills out. The special thing about kolaches is it's totally enclosed. It's like a roll. So we kind of got to thinking that we should bring these up to New York City.
Yeah. It's this little ball of sweet dough that literally you can put anything inside of and make it your own. It's kind of the perfect adaptable comfort food because you can do that.
There's a wonderful legend. It all started back in the 1700s. There was a mother and daughter. They were in the kitchen making bread, and the daughter was kind of annoying and kept interrupting her mother. And so finally, to appease her daughter, she just said, you know, here's a lump of dough, you know, do whatever you want with it. So the daughter sat at the kitchen table and just started throwing a bunch of plums in the dough, rolled it up, and then snuck it into the oven with her mother's bread. And when her dad, you know, came in from tilling the field, he decided to try his daughter's dough. Unfortunately, though, the plums that she had stuffed inside squirted out the side and scalded his hand. So he started dancing around the table in a wheel pattern, you know, in a circle. And, of course, the daughter, being kind of annoying, didn't really find sympathy for her father. Instead, she just started cracking up and said in, you know, her native language, "Look, Daddy's making a wheel. He's dancing in a wheel." So the word kolache, and I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation, but it comes from the word kola. That's its origin, which means the wheel. And so that's where kolaches came from. That's the legend.
Your mom has a really amazing sweet dough recipe that we kind of incorporated into this mesh of our kolaches that we're making right now.
When my mom would make, you know, baked treats around the house, she had this weird thing where whenever she would have a yeast dough, similar to our kolache dough, as it was rising, you know, you have to pat it down. She would be like, "Time to spank the bottom. Spank the bottom." So that's something that we were all doing the other day when we were making our dough. We were just spanking away.
That was Sarah Morgan Ashe and her husband Paul Ashe. They're behind the just-launched Kolache Co. in Brooklyn, New York. They told their story to The World's Alex Galifant. By the way, some purists say these aren't really kolaches at all. If they've got meat or cheese inside, they're klobasniki. Kolaches, klobasniki, either way, I'm hungry. And if you are too, wash up, put on your apron. We put the recipe at PRI.org. This is PRI Public Radio International.